Hello, all my GWA friends. I felt like doing a little questionnaire, and I found Cardinal Sin's horror media questionnaire from like forever ago that I had saved and apparently never did. So I thought I would go ahead and do it for him and you. Hopefully you enjoy my answers. Let's see. What is your favorite scary movie / series? Oh, my favorite scary movie would have to be The Ring. I know, it got progressively worse, so that's why I'm not saying the series, but I really liked The Ring, just because it scared the shit out of me when I first saw it, and I just feel like it was so well done. Creepy, but not in a... Yeah, there were jump scares, but not too many, and I don't know, I was drawn to it somehow. There are just so many scary, good scary movies out there, but this one always sticks out in my mind the most. Are there particular horror scenarios that scare you the most? That scare me the most besides anything involving like real people, like instead of monsters, I find stuff that could actually happen, like movies like The Strangers or American Psycho, even scenarios that involve like home invasion or just like being kidnapped and all that stuff, like stuff that could really happen, that scares me the most. Much more so than, you know, supernatural stuff. Oh, which brings me to number 3. Which kind of horror supernatural monster do you find the most scary? If I had to choose one that would be the most scary besides, like, a human person, I guess I would go with, an alien or... Yeah, I'm like looking at the word werewolves on this questionnaire, so anything that you can't really like communicate with and talk to, and they're just like driven by their needs to kill you, you know what I mean? Like, and you can't reason with them or ask them why or how or anything like that. The lack of communication is probably... what would be scary to me. Even like obviously less so than being able to communicate with your aggressor, like a human being, for example. But yeah, I guess I'll go with alien, like a really scary looking one, not like the cartoon kind. Number 4, is there something in horror movies that has never scared you? Like something that always gets brought up as scary / creepy, but it just never works on you? I would go with like kid stuff, like little children or like doll things. Those are always somewhere within like a creepy movie. They're supposed to like puppets and like dolls and little kids running around, ghost kids. Those never creep me out. Like I just get, and I know they're supposed to, and I just go like, all right, they're using this again. And I mean, dolls and puppets just like make me laugh. So like, I know it's not, I've seen it in many movies, and it's like, I think the only time I ever got like remotely scared by it was in the original Poltergeist with the clown. That was a little creepy, the clown doll in the chair. But other than that, like I guess like Chucky and even what was that movie with Ethan Hawke, right? Is it Sinister? Sinister? with like the kids, and they were killing their families. Spoiler alert from forever ago. But the kids like never scared me. Like obviously the acts that they were doing were terrifying, and the music, that was a good movie. The music was all on its own was creepy enough, but the kids themselves didn't do much. I'm like, all right, just hit them, whatever. Push them down, doesn't matter. Let's see, next question. Most underrated horror movie / series. This movie scared the living shit out of me at the end, at just the very end, and it's a movie called May, and I don't know if anybody's heard about it, but if you feel like watching a really weird movie and then be unexpectedly creeped out at the end, that's the movie for you. I cannot spoil it, just in case you want to see it, but it's so good. It's called May, like the month, but it's the name of a girl. It's so good. Please go see it right now. Do you like comedy in your horror? Explain why. Yeah, I do. Because for me, it makes it more realistic to have like some comic relief, because that would make me, you know, more immersed, I guess, in the story itself, rather than just horror throughout. Yeah, I guess that makes sense to me. I do. Not too much, obviously, but pepper it in, and it can, at the right times, and it can get you, it can relax you enough to get, like, sufficiently scared for the next event, if that makes any sense. Do you play scary / horror games? Not really anymore. I remember back in high school, I played, one of those games on the computer. I want to say it was called Amnesia or something like that. It was a really scary game, actually. I don't even know if that's the name, if that was what it was called. But you're basically, like, hiding throughout a really dark house from people, from monsters. And, that was sufficiently creepy, but I actually can't play, I couldn't play games like that anymore, because when it's from your point of view, I guess, like, the camera panning around, like, it hurts my head, and it makes me nauseous. Like, stuff like that, and even, movies that do that, where it's just, like, a handheld camera, like, Cloverfield or something, I threw up. I had to, like, run out of the theater when I saw that movie. Blair Witch Project, that was another one. Like, I thought it was, like, I had to keep looking away from the screen and just, like, staring at the ground for a while, because it was making me sick. I have a really sensitive tummy, I guess. Do you like horror-themed television shows, including things based on real life, like shows about serial killers, too? I do. Of course I do. What is a good one? Let's see. Shows about serial killers. Making of a Murder was a good one on Netflix. Yeah, I'm counting the show Supernatural. It's one of my favorite shows. I love it. And, yes, it's one of those. What's another good one? Back in the day, of course, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. X-Files, of course. Classic. There's so many. Do you like to read horror supernatural fiction? Yes. Yes, I do. If so, what are your favorite books and stories? I actually love reading I love just going on Ask Reddit and looking up scary true stories or creepy stories or home invasion stories and just reading those until I pass out at night, or if I just get sufficiently creeped out, I don't don't go to sleep at all. Other than that, like actual books, I love all of Stephen King's books. I love all of Joe Hill's books. Anne Rice had some good ones too, of course. But one of the creepiest books I've ever read is called Pen Pal by Nathan Auerbach. And I think I heard it was based off of maybe like a creepypasta or something, but I don't want to spoil that either in case anybody wants any book recommendations, but I very much recommend this book. It's so good and it's so creepy and it's so immersive. I could not put it down. And I loved it so much that I purchased it to read just for fun on my Kindle while I was on vacation, and I was so creeped out by it that I immediately like went out and like actually bought the physical copy of the book. So now I have both just in case I want to reread it in one form or the other. And it's not a lot of books I do that for. So it's a very high recommendation that I have for that book. Do you enjoy horror-themed audios and ones that are predicated on fear play? Every now and then I do. I haven't recorded any myself. That I can remember anyway. Maybe just one or two, but if it's an artist that I enjoy listening to in general and they post something like that, I would definitely give it a shot. And like, it's not something I would turn away from at all, if that makes sense. Do you find experiencing horror movies, games, literature, audios cathartic? Cathartic is, yeah, it could be. I don't know if that's the first term that would come to mind, but yeah, I guess so. Like, watching horror movies, and reading scary stories and books like that, like, it's always something that I very much enjoy and feel relaxed afterwards, and just kind of, it's something I can get lost in, if that makes sense. And then in doing so, the catharsis kind of kicks in that way. So yeah, I guess my answer is yes. Because this is a subreddit for a lovely group of married performers and writers, have you ever used horror media specifically as the prelude to a great sexual act, either by yourself or with a partner? I haven't yet, but it's definitely at the top of my sexual bucket list. Is actually like a fantasy of mine to have someone, it's so weird to say it out loud, but I guess it's to have someone, like a stalker, and like to have them like come in and bust into my house while I'm asleep and take advantage of me in that way. And you know, it's not really like a horror, like a typical supernatural monster horror situation, but it's one of those like real world horrors. And I used to feel like embarrassed about it, but I guess as you get older, you grow more and you become a little more emboldened by the things you do. So I don't mind saying it out loud to a group of strangers, I guess. But yeah, that's at the top of my list currently to experience someday in my lifetime. And obviously I would have to find someone that I trust to take me on that journey. And that's it for the questionnaire. So thank you for listening, if you are still listening. and have a lovely evening.